Maybe. L.A.
L.A.?
Come to the Knicks. I can finally be a Knicks fan.
Yeah, come to the Bulls, man.
Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Just remember, this is your radio station, and to keep it going smoothly, it helps if you become a sustaining supporter. What that means is you go to our website, you click on donate, and you make a monthly donation, which we will take it out of your credit card for you. Actually, I think it notifies you every month to make sure you still want to do it, and just kind of give whatever you can give monthly. $10 a month, $5 a month.
Right.
It's not hard. It's not hard.
It's a good idea.
If you care about this station.
It's a very good idea.
Become a friend of WGXC now by going to wgxc.org/donate.
Desmarchand, a proud supporter of WGXC, is a men's and women's boutique featuring creative and classic clothing, shoes, and accessories. Now presenting our fall collections from European and American designers, desmarchand.com. DEMARCHIN.com on Warren Street in Hudson, New York.
All Together Now is a collaborative local news show. Anyone can learn how to be a reporter. Send a story idea to news@wgxc.org. Add an event to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org or call and leave a three-minute opinion about some local matter at 518-291-9492. If you attend local public...
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Accra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates in counties located in the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills were about half a percentage point lower last month than a year earlier, according to data released by the State Department of Labor June 19th. In Greene County, the May 2018 jobless rate was 4.4%, down from 4.9% a year earlier. In Columbia County, the unemployment rate reported last month was 3.2%, a decrease from 3.6% in May 2017. Jobless rates in Delaware, Dutchess, Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster counties also declined. Statewide, the highest unemployment rate reported last month was 7% in Hamilton County.
the lowest at 3%, was in Queens County. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Among the items passed by the state legislature this week is a bill that would create a commission to investigate misconduct by district attorneys. The move was strongly opposed by prosecutors who said it is unnecessary and that lawmakers should instead improve disciplinary procedures for all attorneys. Oneida County District Attorney Scott McNamara, president of the State District Attorneys Association, said in a statement, and I quote, "We acknowledge the power and discretion attending our responsibilities as prosecutors, but professional misconduct by any attorney should be subject to robust investigation and discipline by competent, well-functioning grievance committees. This problematic legislation does nothing to provide that," end quote. Under the legislation, 8 of the commission's 11 members would be appointed by the governor and the legislature. Albany County District Attorney P. David Soares, who is poised to become the next president of the District Attorneys Association, slammed the legislation. He said, and I quote, "This bill does not include special prosecutors, the Justice Center that oversees people with special needs, or the Attorney General. The only prosecutors they include are the prosecutors with jurisdiction over the Senate and Assembly," end quote. The bill now goes to Governor Andrew Cuomo's office for review. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Tricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Residents in attendance at a recent Ulster County Legislature public hearing gave that county's proposed ban on single-use plastic shopping bags a thumbs up. 3 of the 22 people who spoke opposed the new local law now under consideration. 2 of the 3 included the head of the New York State Association of Convenience Stores and the store director of ShopRite in Kingston. James Calvin, the president of the New York State Association of Convenience Stores, said, and I quote, "This law would turn convenience stores into inconvenience stores," end quote. The majority of speakers, however, said the plastic bags are a scourge to the environment and the ban is, and I quote, "long overdue," end quote. If adopted, the proposed Bring Your Own Bag Act would ban the use of all single-use plastic bags in Ulster County, would require stores to charge 5 cents for recycled paper bags provided to customers, and would fine stores that violate the law. The proposal will now go back to the legislature's Energy and Environment Committee for consideration. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Mahoney and Nick Nedzwiadek are reporting for Politico New York. The state legislature is scheduled to adjourn for the year at some point Wednesday, June the 20th. Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco said, and I quote, "We're just going ahead with the bills that need to be voted on, and whatever deals are out there, I really don't know," end quote. The Senate quickly voted on 175 bills before adjourning at 10 p.m. Tuesday. The Assembly had voted on 108 measures as of 10:40 p.m., but it was still working its way through a lengthy calendar for the evening. Various uncontroversial items that would allow individual counties and towns to continue charging the amount of sales and hotel occupancy taxes they want still need to be passed. However, the Assembly Tuesday night began to advance a new bill that would link those tax extender bills to the proposed expansion of traffic cameras in New York City, an issue that has been held up in the Senate. But Assembly members were confident they would come up with some sort of arrangement by the 20th. DeFrancisco said, and I quote, "I can't imagine that tax extenders would not happen. But as to other things, who knows," end quote. Some significant items that did not receive final passage: legislation that would create a new commission tasked with investigating allegations of misconduct by prosecutors, a bill to increase funding for mandatory costs at public universities, and a measure establishing a sexual assault survivor bill of rights. The Assembly also passed a bill that would reinstate net neutrality at the state level. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy afternoon with a temperature high near 76 degrees and a southwest wind at 6 miles an hour. There will be a slight chance of showers tonight between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 49. On Friday, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. And Friday night, a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 56. This has been your WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. For more information, news, and town meetings, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
Just makes you want to donate to WGXC, doesn't it? And the number is 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or go online to WGXC.org and show us your love. Give us a little tender, loving cash. Tell us how much this community radio means to you, means to independent thoughts in an age of corporate dominance of thoughts. Think about that.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive. 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to WGXC.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
As of today, the it's not annual, it's like biannual, WGXC Pledge Drive has begun. So if you enjoy what you hear on this station, and I mean, why wouldn't you? You get to listen to us.
Yeah, we're great. Yeah. Maybe the best show to ever exist. Howard Stern's got then, nothing on this show.
Okay.
Then you can go ahead and make some donations to make sure that we can stay on the air bringing you quality content for as long as possible. If you want to make a donation, you can call in at 518-697-7400. If you didn't get that, you can look it up. You can make a donation online at WGXC.org/donate, or you can come right on down and give us the donation yourself.
Or if you can't do any of these things, you could still call that number and leave a friendly message.
You can.
Make it 10 minutes, please.
Do it.
Make it a 10-minute message, please.
But yeah, so if you want to come down and give us the donation face-to-face, you can do it at the place we are broadcasting from right now, which is 369 Warren Street, Hudson, New York.
You know what? The easier way to describe this is the... Stuff. Or the easier way to describe this is... Giant church on Warren Street.
Yes.
It's where that. Underneath it. Also just dig underneath it, you'll find
Street.
Us.
Yes, also the only church on Warren Street.
Oh. Well, you know, big stone one.
Alternatively, you can mail in your donation to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York.
If you want to pay for postage, that's up to you.
If
but,
you would like to pay for postage, you if can that's, do that.
No,
if you have a thing against paying for postage, you can make an online donation, you can call in your donation, or you can just show up. Then you can say hi.
You could donate 66 cents. And then the stamp will cover that for a whole dollar.
You can donate 69 cents, because that's the true meme.
All Together Now airs Monday through Saturday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM in Greene and Columbia Counties and WOOC LP 105.3 FM in Troy.
All right. All together now. Ready?
All Together Now is a new evening news show brought to you by WGXC in Greene and Columbia Counties and WOOC in Troy. The show is a unique, community-based collaboration between listeners and programmers, both on air and off. If you want to get involved, send us an email at info@wgxc.org.
Altogether Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492.
Tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM, ICRA. This is Jim McCabe, and I'm here, if you just tuned in, this is Jim McCabe, along with Chris Bishop from Vinyl Rundown and Sam Sebring, Nothing Is Real, Radio Hour, and we're just kind of each doing our own little thing here, trying to make you feel cozy, and
maybe thirsty.
And maybe thirsty, yeah. Well, we'll have to hold off on the cocktails for a little while, though. It's the make-believe tiki bar for now.
Yeah.
So, and we're also doing a pledge drive, and we have a phone number for you to call.
518-697-7400, right? 7400.
That's yep.
697-7400.
Or wgxc.org/donate if you want to donate online. A lot of people like to do that. That's really easy. You can also stop by the studio, anytime this week, or we'd love to see you, meet you, give us your thoughts on the station, what you want to hear, what you don't like to hear, anything like that.
Tell us how your life's going. I mean, whatever it is, you know, we're here to listen and to hopefully entertain and inform. And
thanks for everyone who's been calling so far, and also thanks to people who've been donating food to help us out. Everybody who's working really hard here to get through this pledge drive, and keep the phones ringing.
And we got some cool merchandise too. If you go to the website, you can see pictures of. Well, actually, there's a whole merchandise section, but on the wgxc.org/donate, there's like pictures of some like really cool T-shirts that you get if you make a donation at a certain dollar level. Yeah, this is listener-supported, hands-on community radio, of course, and so nobody gets paid really, except one or two hardworking staff. But it's. Pretty much basically a volunteer operation. So if you can help us out, that would be great. 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Yeah, people coming out to keep this whole thing going. It's kind of amazing how many people are involved with this project and constantly working on this project, volunteers. Yeah, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking about, you know, we've got three DJs here from three different towns in the area, none of which is Hudson, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm from Ghent. Jim Claverick. Lives in Stockport.
Claverick. Although yeah. I have a Hudson mailing address for whatever reason that is. I don't know. There's a post office close.
Yeah, but you're not in Hudson. You're in
I'm not in Hudson, you're no. In Northwest Claverick.
Right, yeah. And I'm in Athens, across the river.
So we have both counties represented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's part of, I think, you know, I was thinking about it just... Really, the transformation and progression of what the station has accomplished is really remarkable in terms of just, you know, bridging these different communities. That's always been part of the mission of the station, has been to reach other communities, get communities more connected across both sides of the river. And now we have programmers from all over the place and from all different ethnicities. Of what we've accomplished in terms of community with this station is really unlike and beyond, I think, any other organization in our area. I mean, there's other organizations doing great work, but this is really remarkable what we have here.
It's very cool. I've been here part-time since 2002, and I guess I got involved in the station around 2009. I think that was the fall of that year, and then we had the New Year's Eve party. But I never would have met lovely people like Sam and Chris and Cheryl if it hadn't been for the radio station, and it's so much fun. And, yeah. You know, there's lots of other people out there, I'm sure, who would like to get involved, maybe have a show of their own. Radio is great, and this is like you can have your own voice here, and where else can you do that? It's a pretty rare thing. So.
Exactly. It's like it's empowering on a certain level because it gives voices to people that are otherwise not really being heard. And that's one of the greatest things this station provides, I think.
And in so many different ways, too. I mean, people contribute by playing music on the air or by talking about local issues, environmental stuff, national politics, local politics, all kinds of things. So any interest you have is probably represented here on the station in some form. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
You can do magic.
I'm DJ Neva Wartell and special guest Jen Dubois. So one more time, we're going to ask you to call.
Si, por favor, llame 518-697-7400 para hacer una donación o visitar a la web wgxc.org y hacer el botón de donar. Gracias.
And the number
in English.
English, 518-697-7400 and wgxc.org/donate. Thank you very much for anybody who has called.
Please join our pledge drive and make a difference today by making a donation at wgxc.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Aqua.
Focus. Every community benefits from having a public square, public parks, public amphitheaters, public fire hydrants, drinking fountains, swimming pools. The public airwaves belong to the public. A public space that is here, there, and everywhere. The local community. Connected through invisible magic. The ability to be in two or more places at once. Through the miracle of electromagnetic radiation. WGXC is a creative community radio station for Greene and Columbia counties in New York State's Mid-Hudson Valley, since time immemorial known for its great natural beauty. The land of Rip Van Winkle, the land of the Hudson River School painters, the land of video freaks. WGXC is committed to hands-on radio, available to all in the community. Music shows, contemporary, traditional, music from around the globe, jazz, rock and roll, classical, rap, country, avant-garde, novelty, popular, medieval, disco, skiffle, and much, much more. Programs about farming, economics, love, the criminal justice system, psychology, spiritual matters, call-in programs, and local events. Community radio, the most democratic medium there is, uniting disparate populations of Greene and Columbia counties, bridging the Hudson River. And radio has been informing, entertaining, exciting, and soothing listeners for generations. Every Saturday and every night after the midnight hour, Transmission Arts programming can be heard. long after the sun has gone to bed. This is a special time for strange signals, sounds, noises, contact with far-out spaces, inner spaces, joy, fear, theory, spirits, the seldom heard or heard from. The sky's the limit. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, assigns licenses to broadcast over specific frequencies. Over time, these licenses have fallen almost exclusively into the hands of commercial interests. But the public should have control of the public airwaves and should have access to microphones, transmitters, loudspeakers, and exercise its inalienable right to perform civic duties on air. For commercial radio, turning a profit is the number one priority. Broadcasting advertisements and jingles, pay-to-play chart toppers, corporate invective, and other nuisances. Community radio is non-commercial. Its mission is to serve the community by putting local people at the controls. It's up close and personal, inclusive, friendly, and supported by listeners. And it doesn't cost you nothing to host a show on WGXC. You don't have to be a so-called professional at all. All you have to do is know what you want to do and do it. Programmers are volunteers, and most live in the area and can be heard far and near. Because of a dearth of available frequencies for non-commercial radio, micro-radio stations appeared. For these small unlicensed stations, the act of broadcasting was an act of civil disobedience. In 1997, Free 103.9 began microcasting, mounting antennas on Brooklyn rooftops with a signal heard by the surrounding blocks. The station was started by a group of artists interested in transmission as a creative medium, and Free 103.9 became an organization dedicated to transmission arts. In 2004, Free 103.9 expanded to Greene County, becoming known as the Wave Farm in Acre, New York, at the foot of the Catskill Mountains. The Wave Farm became a rural headquarters for transmission arts, radio transmission as a creative medium for all manner of endeavorists. It was here that the idea of a hands-on community radio station serving Greene and Columbia counties, WGXC, was conceived and made into a reality. If you have a portable radio with you, you could tune in right now. Radio where you can expect to hear children at large, orators, live freaks, DJs who sing along live with records, live private conversations when microphones are left on, laughing, crying, unrestrained weeping on and off the air. Young people holding court. Members of your local government. Dedicated collectors. And the rebroadcast of radio landmarks such as Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, Uncle Don's bloopers, historic speeches by American presidents, and old-time radio plays that aired before you were born. You may even hear a sampling of other radio stations, or the specialized broadcasts of weather radio, police radio, citizens band or CB radio, walkie-talkies, cell phones, shortwave, or ham radio. The diversity of the programming on WGXC was noticed immediately after going on the air.
I hear there's a hippie cult that has its own radio station.
Will it destroy the community?
No, it is the community.
I want to be on the radio too.
One might even call WGXC a utopian institution, a beacon of hope, a useful guiding light, a resource, a social chemistry laboratory, a land of liberty, a zoo, a haven, a convergence of every possible walk of life and reason for transmitting.
Vital Weekly is the experimental new music show from the folks formerly behind Stan Outlaat, an independent record label located in Amsterdam with a separate store in Berlin. Tune in Vital Weekly at 1 a.m. Wednesday after Battlefield Earth.
Vital Wiki.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. An 8-year-old boy, Abel Alexander Arantes Lopez, is being held in Kingston at the Kingston Children's Home while his mother is in Seattle, multiple news outlets are reporting. The boy is one of thousands stripped from their parents as part of President Donald Trump's new immigration policy. Blanca Orantes Lopez, the mother, told the Associated Press in Spanish as she wept through a telephone interview June 18th from prison, and I quote, "I haven't been able to talk to him. The most difficult is not seeing him," end quote. The New York Post reported that Governor Andrew Cuomo says there are more than 70 migrant kids being kept away from their parents in different parts of New York State. Cuomo said, and I quote, "We have about 10 facilities in this state. We haven't spoken with all of them. We know there are over 70 children just by the ones we have talked about, but they are in Dobbs Ferry, Lincolndale, Irvington, three in the Bronx, one in Syosset, and one in Kingston," end quote. He was announcing a plan to sue the federal government about the treatment of the children. At least 2,300 children are being kept from their migrant parents because Trump wants to win concessions from lawmakers to build a wall on the Mexican border and to deter other migrant families from coming to the United States. In the case of the woman with the son being held in Kingston, her lawyer says 3 years ago the boy's uncle was kidnapped by extortionists and released only after the family paid. Arantes, the 26-year-old mother, said, and I quote, "When they don't get their money, they kill people," end quote. The boy's father is hiding in Guatemala. Matt Adams, legal director of the Seattle-based Northwest Immigrant Rights Project and the mother's lawyer, said they attempted to apply for asylum. Adams said, and I quote, "A lot of people are showing up at the border to apply for asylum and are being told we don't have the capacity for them. It's not like they can stand in line for several days because the Mexican officials will grab them and deport them, so they're forced to go through the ravine of the river," end quote. They immediately reported themselves to immigration authorities and requested asylum, Adams said. U.S. immigration officials then arrested the mother and the son May 22nd and separated the two. After being held for a while, they let them see each other one last time. She recounted, and I quote, "They told me, say bye to him because he's being transferred.
They just told me to say bye to him. He just started crying, saying, "Don't leave me, Mom. I just said I'll be okay. That's all I said," end quote. The boy was allowed to talk to his aunt, Maria Quantes, who lives in Maryland, on the phone. She has petitioned for custody. Maria Quantes said in a phone interview, and I quote, "When he calls, he's crying. He doesn't want to be there," end quote. Trump claimed June 20th, after much criticism, that he may rescind the policy. He said, and I quote, "I'll be signing something in a little while that is going to do that. I'll be doing something that's somewhat preemptive and ultimately will be matched by legislation, I'm sure," end quote. After most other New York politicians and activists criticized the president's policy of separating migrant children from their parents, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, finally released a statement on the issue June 19th. He wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "This is a humanitarian issue, and the policy of separating children from their parents is wrong and needs to be addressed immediately. For too many years and administrations, Washington has failed to address how to secure our borders while also ensuring our immigration policies are humane and address the real challenges our border enforcement officers face every day. Congress should address the issue quickly, and the compromise legislation I support will do so. In addition, this legislation improves border security, resolves the status of the DACA population, and contains other reforms such as the end of the diversity lottery. The legislation would be the most significant reform to our broken immigration system in many decades, and it represents a good faith compromise that will forever put an end to this disruptive practice." Joe Mahoney reports in the Niagara Gazette that New York State Police have suspended marijuana detection training for canine unit dogs. At the canine training facility near Cooperstown, dogs are now not being taught how to find marijuana. Bo Duffy, spokesperson for state police, said the suspension was due to, and I quote, "ongoing federal and state policy discussions regarding regulated marijuana use," end quote. Similarly, the Municipal Police Training Council, which regulates the training for local police departments, says the canine unit dogs used at county sheriff's departments no longer need to be certified to search for marijuana in New York. And you can read that full story in the Niagara Gazette. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather report, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep Hands-On Creative Community Radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events.
Thursday, June 21st, there's A Taste of Change at the Hudson Area Library with culinary historian Peter G. Rose. He talks about handwritten cookbooks as documents of social and family history. 6 p.m., Thursday, June 21st at the Hudson Area Library. The legendary band Dump Truck performs at Rocket No. 9, Thursday, June 21st in Kingston, 50 North Front Street. That includes WGXC DJ Spike Priggen on bass. Dump Truck, 7 p.m., Rocket No. 9 in Kingston, Thursday, June 21st. It's their only Hudson Valley performance on this tour. Bobby Previtt's Blueprints is back at Hilo and Catskill on Thursday, June 21st, with a live web stream on WGXC.org. Click on the Listen Now button to tune in Bobby Previtt's Blueprints. 8 p.m. Thursday, June 21st, or turn out to Hilo and Catskill, 365 Main Street. Friday, June 22nd, the Hudson River Exchange Summer Market is not on June 22nd, it's on June 23rd. Friday, June 22nd, Teen Miles Francis and Henry Flower perform at the Half Moon in Hudson. That's at 8 p.m. There's an evening of covers of Leonard Cohen songs at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock, Friday, June 22nd, with performances from Robert Burke Warren, drummer Eric Parker, bassist Chuck Cornelius, guitarist Peter Dugan, vocalist Mark Black, Louis Mojica, Fredo Viola, Mark Lerner, Nancy Howe, Noel Fletcher, Rachel Loschak, and Neil Howard. Colony Cafe, 8 p.m., Friday, June 22nd, in Woodstock. Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers from Catskill perform at High Low in Catskill, Friday, June 22nd, at 8 p.m. Mason Jennings performs at Club Helsinki in Hudson. The folk pop song singer-songwriter is at Club Helsinki in Hudson, Friday, June 22nd, at 9 p.m. The Hudson Area Library showing a screening of the movie Black Panther, Saturday, June 23rd. The Siegel Klein Kill Public Conservation Area has a bio blitz from the Columbia Land Conservancy and the Cornell Cooperative Extension on Saturday, June 23rd. They're looking for volunteers and participants. Experts will be available to identify species there. The event is open to the public, and participants are encouraged to wear comfortable outdoor clothing. Nets and waders will be provided. You can go to the Columbia Land Trust website at clctrust.org for more information about the Siegel Klein Kill Bio Blitz in Ghent, Saturday, June 23rd, from 8 a.m. to noon. Amanda Palmer and Noir perform at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock, Saturday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. Lindsay Webster is at Club Helsinki in Hudson, Saturday, June 23rd. These events and more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games from the television, when you're done with chores and homework, then it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, on a railroad, on a tall ship with the tide, all you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, man, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
Been I wander everywhere.
I've been to
Ica.
Copic.
Cairo.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverick. Kinderhook.
Maryville. Germantown.
Wyndham. Greenville.
Schoharie. Green County.
Patrick. Ashland.
Chatham.
And East Durham.
Baffins.
Haines Falls. Hunter.
And, Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Ankrum.
Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore.
Warren.
Hudson, New York.
I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me. Gotta turn it up louder. So my DJ...
Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, June the 20th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The Trump administration pulls the U.S. out of the UN Human Rights Council. Also on the Wednesday rundown, state AGs pushing back on the Trump border policy. And we'll clue you in on the link between zinc and fertility. Topping our news, the Trump administration withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Council on Tuesday. Bloomberg News reports the administration was making good on a pledge to leave a body it accused of having bias against Israel. Meantime, a coalition of state attorneys general, including Massachusetts, sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They're demanding that the administration immediately stop putting children in danger by separating them from their families on the southern U.S. border.
Massachusetts AG Maura Healey says the policy is not only inhumane, but also raises serious concerns about violating children's rights and constitutional principles of due process and equal protection. Laura Rotolo of the ACLU of Massachusetts is pleased that the letter's tone is forceful.
We're seeing images and we're hearing audio of children literally being ripped away from their parents. We know that they're being held thousands of miles away in substandard conditions, in detention, when they should never be in detention in the first place, and when they should be together with their families.
The issue of separating families is also heating up the Massachusetts governor's race. On Monday, Governor Charlie Baker said he won't send the state's National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border because of what he calls the cruel and inhumane policy. Democrat Jay Gonzalez says Baker should not have offered the state's resources in the first place. I'm Linda Barr reporting.
President Trump was on Capitol Hill yesterday as the U.S. House plans votes this week on two pieces of legislation that tackle immigration very differently. And today is a crucial battle in the fight to restore net neutrality as two bills are headed to key committees in the California State Assembly.
Under President Donald Trump, the Federal Communications Commission reversed Obama-era net neutrality rules, a repeal that took effect last week. Senate Bill 822 would once again make it illegal for internet service providers doing business in California to profit by speeding up, slowing down, or blocking content online. Ernesto Falcone with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says the ISPs won't be able to resist charging more for faster speeds or for access to popular websites.
While the ISPs will not do something today, in the coming months and over the years, they'll start rolling out paid prioritization agreements or some sort of exclusivity in exchange for money, or they'll start treating their own content in a much more favorable way.
SB 822 would also ban zero rating, which is when companies like AT&T and Comcast try to make certain sites more attractive by allowing people to visit them without using up mobile data. The second bill, SB 460, would give the state attorney general more oversight power. Opponents of net neutrality say the rules were onerous and unnecessary. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And governors in other states have signed executive orders to restore net neutrality. They include Hawaii, Montana, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
Turning now to health news, the Trump administration has cleared the way for an unprecedented expansion of the inexpensive health insurance that critics say will drive prices up for more comprehensive plans.
Illinois is expected to receive just over $13 million to prevent hackers from tampering with future elections. It's one of 22 states that will share $380 million to secure its elections process. And experts say the federal funding is long overdue. Glenn Sagers, a professor of cybersecurity at Illinois State University, says he was worried about this issue well before the 2016 elections.
Oh, there's definitely cause for concern, but that cause for concern has been around a lot longer than the funding has. I think it's a case of finally fixing a problem that has likely existed for quite some time.
In 2005, a test of machines made by election equipment company Diebold showed they could be hacked. This week, county clerks and other election managers from across Illinois will be in Bloomington for a training session on protecting the state's election information technology. I'm Tramell Gomes.
The new rule was drafted by the Labor Department under an executive order. It was drafted by President Trump back in October of last year. And finally, Stephanie Carson reports infertility affects 20% of the population. Finding ways to overcome the conditions that prompt it can cost thousands of dollars and hours of heartache.
Researchers at the University of Missouri have confirmed that zinc plays a large role in supporting fertility in men. Carl Kearns with the University of Missouri is one of the study authors and explains how the discovery will improve results with in vitro fertilization across the world.
Every in vitro fertilization round costs approximately $20,000. If we understand fertility from the male side better, we can perhaps use different assisted reproductive technologies so that they can make better decisions and have better success and increase emotional health.
The research also supports analyzing sperm to determine its potential to fertilize an egg. Kearns adds the findings also have potential implications for livestock breeding.
The research was funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture as well as the National Institutes for Health with support from the European Development Fund. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy afternoon with a temperature high near 76 degrees and a southwest wind at 6 miles an hour. There will be a slight chance of showers tonight between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 56. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 49. On Friday, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. And Friday night, a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 56. This has been your WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. For more information, news, and town meetings, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
In the early morning hours of the night on Thursday, June 21st, tune into the Tracking the Odds show from Roulette in Brooklyn at 1 a.m., special with Bern Nix and Amin Fanas, then Creative Composition the rest of the evening till 5 a.m. for when radio news comes on, Waveform Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Thursday, June 21st, your host is back for another Radio Everywhere Extended Pledge Drive broadcast on One Size Fits All, live from the Hudson Studio from 11 until noon, followed by Crossroads in Rhythm with Alan Skerritt until 2 o'clock. This week on Poet Radio, Chris Funkhauser will be talking with Maria Damon, professor at Pratt Institute and author of Dark End of the Street, Margins in American Vanguard Poetry and Other Titles. That's from 2 to 3 p.m., later on in the evening, Ted Barron, host of Boogie Woogie Flu, sits in for a five-hour Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive marathon. He'll be filling in for Cheryl Kay as guest host of The Jazz Disturbance from 7 to 9:30, followed by Boogie Woogie Flu from 9:30 to midnight.
Okay.
Okay, folks, I can feel us closing in on the $25,000 goal. It's like creeping in right now. The daily goal is $2,100, and this show's goal is $250. So we're getting close on this last little throes of the Monday afternoon show. We're rocking and rolling. The number is 518-697-7400. Just counting on you to give us a call. 518-697-7400. They might kick me off the air if I don't raise that. But they might kick me off the air anyways. So let's just get this thing going. Keep it going, folks. Very, very importante. Mucho importante para todo los personas. It's independent media. It's community radio. I mean, listen to this stuff. Come on. Like, you just don't get that, folks. Bring it. 518-697-7400.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive. 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, June the 20th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The Trump administration pulls the U.S. out of the UN Human Rights Council. Also on the Wednesday rundown, state AGs pushing back on the Trump border policy, and we'll clue you in on the link between zinc and fertility. Topping our news, the Trump administration withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Council on Tuesday. Bloomberg News reports the administration was making good on a pledge to leave a body it accused of having bias against Israel. Meantime, a coalition of state attorneys general, including Massachusetts, sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They're demanding that the administration immediately stop putting children in danger by separating them from their families on the southern U.S. border.
Massachusetts AG Maura Healey says the policy is not only inhumane, but also raises serious concerns about violating children's rights and constitutional principles of due process and equal protection. Laura Rotolo of the ACLU of Massachusetts is pleased that the letter's tone is forceful.
We're seeing images and we're hearing audio of children literally being ripped away from their parents. We know that they're being held thousands of miles away in substandard conditions, in detention, when they should never be in detention in the first place, and when they should be together with their families.
The issue of separating families is also heating up the Massachusetts governor's race. On Monday, Governor Charlie Baker said he won't send the state's National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border because of what he calls the cruel and inhumane policy. Democrat Jay Gonzalez says Baker should not have offered the state's resources in the first place. I'm Linda Barr reporting.
President Trump was on Capitol Hill yesterday as the U.S. House plans votes this week on two pieces of legislation that tackle immigration very differently. And today is a crucial battle in the fight to restore net neutrality as two bills are headed to key committees in the California State Assembly.
Under President Donald Trump, the Federal Communications Commission reversed Obama-era net neutrality rules, a repeal that took effect last week. Senate Bill 822 would once again make it illegal for internet service providers doing business in California to profit by speeding up, slowing down, or blocking content online. Ernesto Falcone with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says the ISPs won't be able to resist charging more for faster speeds or for access to popular websites.
While the ISPs will not do something today, in the coming months and over the years, they'll start rolling out paid prioritization agreements or some sort of exclusivity in exchange for money, or they'll start treating their own content in a much more favorable way.
SB 822 would